At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Tom Haverstraw joins the program now. He has done such a great job in the NBA now for many, many years. His new Substack can be found at tomthefinder.com. His research is off the charts. He's also the analytics insider for the Portland Trailblazers. Tom, it's good to talk to you again. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing really well.
Good, Tom.
Before we get into why unders have been happening at a near 70% clip now since the All-Star break, let's talk about a game that took place last night. I was watching. I actually gave up because I have the package and I have four games on at one time, and I had the audio on the Celtics game. I turned it off. I went to a different game because they're up by 22 in the fourth quarter. I thought the game was over with. What happened down the stretch, and how did they blow that game?
Well, Dean Wade happened. That's not Dwayne Wade. It's Dean Wade, who's the big man wing guy for the Cleveland Cavaliers, who just went on a run down the stretch. But that shouldn't be happening to a team that has the top four point differential in NBA history. The Boston Celtics hit, the under cashed again in this game, 105 to 104. The offense has crumbled down the stretch for the Boston Celtics once again. This is why I have felt that if you tell me that the Miami Heat are playing the Boston Celtics in the postseason, I'm taking the Miami Heat.
Oh,
the
wow.
Boston Celtics offense has crumbled and shriveled up once again. Jason Tatum has really struggled in clutch situations the last 3 years from three-point range. Get this, he is 12 of 63 on three-pointers in clutch situations in the last three regular seasons. That is a conversion percentage of 19%. They just stand around and have a hard time of getting downhill, going to the basket. In one possession games in the final minute, the Boston Celtics this season, their offense goes from the best in the NBA to 25th in the NBA, an offensive rating of 79, guys. 79 points per 100 possessions in the final minute, one possession games. And then here's the critical stat for me. The Boston Celtics have three baskets in the paint in those one possession game and final minute games this season. So super clutch opportunities. They've gotten three paint buckets, and that's 25th in the NBA. They just don't penetrate into the paint. And I think Jason Tatum's last second shot there that was waved off, overturned, is indicative of a team that really doesn't get to the rack, and they settle for a lot of jumpers. And this mama mentality for Jason Tatum, I think in clutch situations, has really held the entire offense back for the Boston Celtics. He likes to settle for three-pointers and mid-range jumpers. He sticks his leg out, tries to draw contact. And I'm glad to see Zach Zarba and the referee crew last night overturn it, because that's an offensive foul. You can't kick your leg out like that and try to draw contact with the defender. Mm-hmm. The Boston Celtics crunch time offense once again crunched up in the worst way possible, and I do not have faith in them in the postseason.
That is a terrific breakdown, and this is not getting enough attention. It's been a problem for years and continues to be issues with this team as well. Great job, Tom. You mentioned the under again. Unders are hitting 70% since the All-Star break. You have a terrific breakdown on why and how much of this a little bit is let's cut out some of the shenanigans and stop with the, hey, I'm standing, I'm going straight up, I'm not moving. The offensive player jumps into me, initiate the contact. Oh, I'm going to the free throw line.
Yeah, yeah. The scoring in the NBA, just points per game. In December, it was 117. Then it went down to 116 in January, 114 in February, and now we're at 111. And there's a bunch of under 90 games that we're seeing. Last night, we saw another one. The bottom has fallen out, and because free throws are down and shooting fouls are way down, the referees are swallowing the whistle on those in offensive, you know, initiating the contact into a defender. I think you're seeing a lot more of those 50-50 calls that were called defensive fouls back in early season. Now I think it's starting to go the other way, and you're seeing a lot more offensive fouls. And that play in the clutch game last night with the Celtics, that got overturned. I'm not so sure if that call is made in December, whether that gets overturned, but it does seem like referees are swallowing the whistle a lot more, and that means a lot of the unders are cashing.
Why do you think it's happening now? Why would it start at the All-Star break? Was Dumars just getting sick and tired of people sending him clips, or what? What do you think it was with the timing?
Yeah, I think maybe ratings have to do with it. I think a lot of the talk in the NBA was that you know, maybe there's a lot of inflation and these stats are too easy to accumulate, even though I disagree. Luka Doncic scoring 73, Joel Embiid scoring 70. That is the demarcation point when you saw these shooting fouls start to collapse. And maybe the chatter just got too much for the league office and Joe Dumars, and they felt like, hey, we got to do something. Maybe we're just giving too much power to the offensive side of the ball, and that we got to give the defense a little break. You know, Steve Kerr's been talking a lot about it.
Yes, he has.
And we have, you know, a great episode on Pablo Torre Finds Out. I did some reporting about the inflation in the NBA, and really, it's not about the inflation this season. It's not inflated stats. It's just the offense has figured things out. The offense knows the most efficient way to attack the basket, five-out system in space. And I think the NBA is doing the right thing by trying to make the defense a little bit more of a battle here, so it doesn't feel like a more homogenous offense where four guys are standing around and watching Jason Tatum go to work.
You know what? It also makes it difficult for the players to adapt middle of the season, right? They don't have an offseason to get ready for the new rules like that then.
Yeah, and you saw it early this season with the flop warnings. There was a ton of flop warnings given out and flop fines given out, and then the NBA just stopped doing that. They've curtailed those flop warnings all of a sudden, and a lot of coaches and players are like, hey, can you give us a heads up when you're deciding to call the game differently? And maybe there are memos behind the scenes that we don't get to see, or conversations behind the scenes that we don't publicly get to see. Mm-hmm. But we saw this last year with palming. We saw it last year with travel calls. You know, for a month, they're going to go call the game differently, and then they scale back. And so we're seeing that now since the All-Star break. Shooting fouls are way down, about as much as 20%, and free throws are down as well. So we're seeing this a lot more in the NBA, and I think it's better for the game where you're not spending too much time with the free throw line and making it a better product. And I think what we want to see from fans is a lot of up-tempo, NBA is jazz movement. Mm-hmm. And when you get bogged down into free throws and replay reviews at the end of games, I think people just get literally turned off.
TomTheFinder.com, Blazers analyst Tom Haberstroh, our guest, Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch Vesa, and the Sports Betting Network. Can Wembanyama, seven blocks last night, can Wembanyama steal Defensive Player of the Year?
I think he can, and I think he should. He has a great argument, although Alperen Şengün, one of my favorite young players in the NBA, I said he should have been the number one pick in the draft when he was in the draft. I think Alperen Şengün got the better half of him last night. But Victor Wembanyama, I did this podcast with Mike Schur, who was a showrunner for The Office and writer for The Office and Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Parks and Rec and The Good Place. He loves Victor Wembanyama. I had him on the pod, which you can get at TomTheFinder.com. And I said on that podcast, guys, that Victor Wembanyama is on track to be the greatest player of all time, barring injury. There's nothing, I've never seen anything like this. Mm-hmm. The guy who right now is plus 750, like you see on the screen, to win Defensive Player of the Year. But when you have a guy who's single-handedly anchoring that defense, that has been much better since he moved to the five position rather than playing the four. I think he's the best defender in the NBA. He single-handedly can keep guys from shooting threes anywhere in the vicinity and also defending the paint. Last night, notwithstanding, with Alperen Şengün getting 40-plus points on. I would say with a guy with this skill set at 7'5", I don't believe he's 7'3", at 7'5", with the skills, the handle, I mean, he's doing three-pointers with the turnaround by Steph Curry from the three-point line and also blocking seven shots. We've never seen anything like this, a 20-year-old dominating on both ends of the floor. I think he could be the greatest player of all time, barring injury, which is a big factor.
Yeah.
when you're talking about a 7'5" dude.
He's better than we thought, which is just insane because we were told he's the best phenom maybe of all time. One more here in the awards market. I know you wrote about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander possibly winning the MVP earlier. If the Nuggets don't get the one seed and OKC lands at the one or the two, depending on where the Wolves end up, who do you give the MVP to?
To me, it's Shai. SGA has been outstanding. The numbers back it up, estimated plus minus, which is my favorite all-in-one metric. You can find it at dunksandthrees.com. Pegs him as the most valuable player this season. He is one of the top three, I believe, in clutch performance this season, along with Steph Curry and Giannis. To me, SGA has it, and it's quite the narrative, quite the story. The OKC Thunder, the youngest team in the NBA, also finishing with the best record in the West pretty much this season, right at the top.
Yeah.
To me, I would take that SGA money right there. It looks so appetizing to me. It's a great story. And Jokic, maybe down the stretch, they rest him a little bit to get ready for the postseason run.
Interesting. I hope you're right. I have Shai from before the season started. So, Tom, we love talking to you. That was an excellent appearance as always. And again, you can get Tom's work at tomthefinder.com. Follow him on X as well at Tom Haberstroh. Thanks, Tom. We appreciate it.
You got it.
Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.